When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nick Sirianni is with us every single Tuesday at this time. Brought to us today by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Irish Horn in Richboro this Sunday night. Obviously, big game Sunday night. Pre-game beforehand, before the Eagles play Dallas, you can win tickets to the Eagles' next home game and an autographed Eagles item as well. Let's talk to the head coach of the 10-2 Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
All right, so Nick, a tough one, obviously, for you. A lot of ways to go here. Let's start with this. Did losing by that much that way to that team, does it concern you more than prior regular season losses in your, you know, now close to three-year tenure? I mean, did that one put a shudder through you, or do you feel you can just learn from it, proceed forward, and it doesn't bother you that much to lose that way?
Yeah, you know, we're going to learn from that loss, and you hate any time you lose. That doesn't sit well with us any time you lose, and you know they got us, they beat us up, and so we just got to recover from that game. You know, it's my job to make sure the players are rested and well enough to play the next game, and you know we just need to learn from this game. I don't think you come away saying, well, we lost by this many points. And you have it's any losses like that, right? And then sometimes you just got to go in there and you got to learn from all the mistakes that you made. And starting with us as coaches, all right, and then with the way we played. And so nobody's exempt from after a win or after a loss, you know, correcting their mistakes. And that's all we're trying to do is correct our mistakes. And you know, we just don't look at it that way. You know, we look at it like, hey, we got knocked down. All right, we just got to pick ourselves up the mat and play the next one.
Nick, I know you don't want to make excuses. It's not your style, so I don't want to put you in a position where it sounds like an excuse, and we'll do a dive on things that went wrong. But I am curious, do you think the team was particularly tired from all the tough games against quality squads and the OT win against Buffalo in the 95 snaps? Do you think that was a factor?
Well, no, I just think you got to be ready to play every game and ready to coach every game that is presented on your schedule. And no, I wouldn't make that excuse of anything. Our guys really know how to get themselves ready for the next game, regardless if it's a, you know, Sunday to Thursday. Our guys have been really good. We have good strength staff, good doctors, good trainers, massage therapists, everything, you name it, nutritionists. And they do a great job of helping our guys get themselves ready for the next game so they're fresh. And that's a way that I run practice too, is that, you know, it's not going to look the same. Every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday might not look exactly the same. We got to do some different things when we've played long stretches. And so we felt like we did that. And, you know, they just beat us. And no excuse is going to be on our end. I think sometimes when you look for an excuse or you look for a why of when you lose, then maybe you camouflage some of the things of, you know, things of getting better. That growth mindset doesn't work with excuses. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you're saying, well, hey, this could be, you know, this, maybe this is or this is, and our job is to look at everything, but the best thing you can do after getting beat is look yourself in the mirror and hold yourself accountable and hold each other accountable, and that's truly where growth happens. And so that's, you know, that's where our mindset is as a team, is how do I get better, and then collectively how do we get better?
So does that mean you can be a lot harder on these players this week, Nick? And a big question for me, Jalen was holding the ball longer in week 13 than any other quarterback in the NFL. According to Next Gen Stats, the number was 3.74 seconds. What were the 49ers doing that caused Jalen to hold the ball so long?
Yeah, to answer your first part of the question, you know, there's sometimes where you're harder and there's sometimes where you're not, you know what I mean? So it's always a little bit different. Like, you know, sometimes I feel like you can be even harder after a win, and that's why, you know, I get mad at sometimes with the question of, like, hey, do you think that with those wins you brushed over some mistakes? Heck no. Mm-hmm. You got to think about the players and everything of how you get the corrections made. And sometimes I really feel like after a win, you can be even tougher. Now, at the end of the day, the standard is the standard, and you don't waver from the standard, right? So either we met the standard as coaches and players, or we didn't. And then it's just the way you deliver the message of when you're making the corrections to yourself, to your coaches, and to the players. And so that's that point with that. And then as far as your question, you know, a little bit different of a game situation. We were in a lot of, you know, we ended up getting into a lot of drop back pass and being down in that game. And so those numbers can sway that a little bit. You know, I'd like to see what those numbers said in the first two quarters, you know, of how he was holding on to the football. And we see it, you know, we got to have some options for him to get the ball out of his hands quick. But you also have to, you know, it's hard to go the long way down the field sometimes and just dink and dunk down the field. That can sometimes be a recipe for disaster because you have to be so perfect in the pass game. So you have to hit some chunks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I think a little bit of that statistic could be that, you know, the style of game we had to play later on in the football game, trying to hit more explosives down the field because, you know, obviously we were down in that football game.
Some of it, you said it right there, some of it was we're trying to play catch up, but 48 dropbacks, only 11 carries by the running backs. How much more do the running backs need to carry it? And what is your idea of the ideal number of carries for running backs per game?
Yeah, Richard, I think that changes every week. Again, we're going to do whatever we need to do to win the game. Obviously, it's never a good sign when you come out with 48 dropbacks and 11 runs. It's mm-hmm. because you're down the way we were down, right?
Right.
That number doesn't happen unless, you know, you're down a couple scores, you know, in that third quarter, fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Like, that number, it always tends to balance itself out. So anytime you're in that scenario, you're like, well, we got ourselves into this position to play this scenario. So you never want to, you never, ever want to be in that scenario. As far as that goes, as far as the ideal number, you know, again, you want to get the ball in the guy's hands to succeed. And so, and put him in position to succeed. I just don't think there's a magic number there. Right. You know, I know there used to be a stat of like 25 rushes or more. I can't remember all what that is. That was a stat that I remember when I first got in the league. But again, it depends on how the game's going. There's not a magic number, but we know that to be a good team, we have to be balanced. We can't be, you know, completely out of balance, you know, and sometimes that balance is going to be 60-40 in favor of the run. Sometimes that balance is going to be 60-40 in favor of the pass. And sometimes it's going to be, you know, skewed because you're doing whatever you got to do to win the game. But never do we want to be 48-11 because, you know, that just means something bad's going on in the game.
Nick Sirianni here with us, as he is every Tuesday at this time. Nick, end of the game, or at least near the end of the game, starters in. You said right after the game, you stand by it. But upon reflection, 2 days later, do you think it was, another game coming up in 5 days with Dallas. Do you think upon reflection it was a mistake to have the starters in that late?
I don't. You know, we were down 35-13. And you look at everything. I obviously re-looked at that because, you know, I want to look at everything of the situations of the game. And, again, you don't grow unless you look at yourself first. And so I wanted to look at that, and we were down 35-13. And then we scored, right, to make it 35-19. And that was like with 5 minutes and 33 yep. seconds left to go in the game. They scored immediately again at 5-19. It felt like we were in that same scenario that we were just in. If we can score and then get an onside kick, who knows what happens. You know, but I get it. I do. I get it. Like, do I feel like it was a egregious mistake? I don't. Do I understand the criticism? Yeah, sure. Of course I do. And those are things I have to, that's my job. And, to make those decisions and to be able to handle the criticism. And so, you know, I thought if we could go down and get a quick touchdown, then we'd be in the same scenario we were in, prior to them scoring on the, you know, with 5:16 left. And it didn't work. And so, you know, I'll accept that criticism. And, you know, would I do it differently next time? I don't know. But I'd obviously looked at it, but that was my why in it, that, mm-hmm. you know, we were basically just in that scenario 20 seconds ago. Had 49ers taken a little more time off the clock and then scored, would that be different? Of course, you know, of course. But in that scenario, I felt like we were just in the same scenario. Can we get an explosive? Can we get down there quick and score and then see what happens? And it didn't play out that way. So, you know, and that's just something I'll have to live with on that.
Nick, is DeAndre Swift okay from that hit?
Yeah. You know, again, we saw him yesterday, seemed to be doing well. And then, you know, we'll see more tomorrow. Obviously tomorrow when we get out in the practice field, I sure hope he is, you know, because he's obviously important to our you know, to who we are as a football team.
Nick, how do you balance, you know, the big Dom thing? I mean, it was entertaining for people watching it. I know for you there was a lot going on in that moment. How do you balance, you want Dom to look out for your players and a San Fran player who just body slammed one of your dudes, but you don't want him to get his own 15-yard infraction. How do you as the head coach balance that?
Yeah, you know, I know where Dom's heart was. Dom's heart was that he's going to try to defuse a situation, and that's I don't think there's anybody. I always think this about him. There's nobody in the world that does their job as well as he does. That's how I feel about him. That's how our players feel about him. That's how this building feels about him. And I think no doubt that he was just trying to defuse the situation. You know, if I went back and looked at tape of 26 years of Dom's been here, I'm sure that he's had to break up fights on the sideline before. And
Nick, to that point,
field,
if the other guy doesn't hit him, Dom doesn't get the 15-yard penalty.
Exactly. That's a great, great, great perspective, and that's exactly right. And so, you know, Dom's just doing his job. And again, I love him, and he does such an unbelievable job and helps me do my – I can't do my job without him. I know that. And so, you know, he's just trying to do his job to defuse the situation. You know, obviously you never want something like that to happen. You don't want anybody to get thrown out of a game like that. But I do know where Dom's heart was, and it was to defuse the situation, period. And that's what I felt like he was trying to do in that scenario. And I think that's what the camera and the television, you know, say he was trying to do. You guys can watch it. We all saw it, and that's how I felt.
Nick, Shaq Leonard, is he a day one starter for you? When you guys line up at practice tomorrow, is he a starter? Do you expect him to start versus Dallas Sunday night?
Hey man, you put me on the spot there. You know, obviously he's got to get assimilated to everything. You know, he's got to. Everybody's a little different. Well, Kevin Byard came in and started right away. Well, Roby came in and played right away, right? And so everybody's a little different. Every position's a little different. What I do know about him is that he's coming in here to add depth to our room. You know, with experience and playmaking ability. I'm still pleased with the room. I know we didn't have a great game on defense. And we didn't have a good game on defense the other night, but I'm still I still like our guys that are there. He's coming in to add depth. He's coming in to add playmaking ability. We'll see how it goes. We'll see where he is. I'm excited to have him and excited to add him to the room of some guys that played good football throughout this year.
So is Christian Ellis going to have to pony up 53 for his new teammate? How's that work?
I don't think there's some sort of league rule. I don't know exactly, Richie, what the league rule is, but I don't think you can change numbers late in the year like this.
Ooh.
But so I don't know. I'd rather not get into the numbers and all those different things. You know, when I first went to Mount Union, I was an under-recruited receiver. And they threw me number 25. And that's not a great wide receiver number.
No, it's not.
Although Tommy McDonald was.
Yeah, but when you're wearing a running back number as a wide receiver, it doesn't feel that good.
Yeah, true, and I hear you on Tommy McDonald, but that was a long time ago. And so, like, this was 2001, and I was always, I just said I'd never, after I got into coaching, I said I'd never get into that stuff.
There you go.
I don't want to disappoint anybody with that.
Did you stick with 25? You got out of 25 as soon as you could.
I don't think I can go into this whole story, but essentially a little bit out of spite, I did stick with 25.
Wow.
Nice
about
job.
That.
All right, I
Nick,
like that.
Nick, final thing here. You face Dallas on Sunday. It's another big game. But I'm just going to say this and curious your reaction. You know you're going to face San Francisco again this season, right?
Yeah, you know, again, we're going to take it one day at a time. What we do after each and every game is we discuss, hey, what went wrong in this game? What went right? What would we repeat? What would we marry? So our process remains the same regardless of if we think we're going to play a team again or not. You know, I think they're really obviously an outstanding football team. I think we've played outstanding football at times this season, and we want to continue to grow. Here's the point I'll say. You don't play a team like San Francisco again in the playoffs unless you grow each week. Right. And so we can look at the big picture and say, hey, unless we grow, we'll play them again if you handle your business day in, day out. So you look at the big picture and then you zone it right back in to the day of where you're at right now. We got to grow today. We got to get better today. We have to have this growth mindset today. And what happens in the future will play itself out. Just handle our business. We got a good opponent that we got to play this week. We're fired up to play. The Cowboys, which I know the entire city of Philadelphia is fired up as well. And we got to get ourselves ready to go this week because nothing else matters but the Dallas Cowboys.
Nick, good luck on Sunday night. Big game.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Nick.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right. There he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Coach's call-in brought to us by Turn 7. The massive Turn 7 holiday gift liquidation, Turn 7.